This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. 1985, we came alive with the wind. We put the birds right back in the pit. Yeah. 2014, left the sour map bum, and now it's 2015, and we're back and we're coming. Straight out of cuffs, man. Straight off the block, man. We got Johnny and the Z-Man straight going off, man. Hey, Salvador, Salvador, where you at?
Welcome back in. It's the end of the 8 o'clock hour. I mean, I'll tell you what,
it's fellas, flying today, brother, right?
I was already ready to do Ben Maller today.
It's already Thursday.
Well, I have Ben Maller on the show tomorrow. Ben's pennies. I'm interested to know about that story a little bit more. I'll explain more about that tomorrow when we have Ben Maller on the show, and we'll have Royals manager Matt Quatrero. He'll join us in about 10 minutes. You want to hear from him, the Royals manager, as we get ready for Yanks and Royals tonight, 6:08. Hear all the action on 96.5 The Fan. Vern's on deck show at 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Vern joined us earlier. If you missed it, go check out the podcast. Tim Kirkshin joined the show earlier.
He said unanimous selection for Aaron Judge's MVP.
He did.
You know what that means tonight. Mm-hmm. Bobby Witt's dominating.
I hope so. We also asked him a question because we thought about this as a group. Can Salvador Perez surpass George Brett as the greatest Royal ever? And I think the answer is obviously no.
Yeah. I mean, and that's, you know, usually you have recency bias, right? Oh, yeah, of course he can. I mean, we had a call or a text, maybe it was, within the last year, and somebody said they don't really know who George Brett was. And, you know, Kling and I were like, what? You know, like, what do you mean you don't know who George Brett was? The guy's like, I'm in my 30s. I don't really know anything about George Brett. And we're like, okay, maybe we are getting further and further removed. But if you're a baseball fan, George Brett, in my opinion, and I'm not just saying this because he's a friend, he's one of, and you can make the case for him to be one of the top five baseball players in the history of this game. When you start really looking at it, nobody's won a batting title in 3 decades, right? I mean, nobody's pushing 400 like George was and this late in the baseball. And I mean, just an amazing, amazing baseball player that as time goes on, you start to forget about the old timers. George Brett is one of those old timers that you can never forget about because he was not only better than everybody else, he was the best of his era. And I do believe one of the top five baseball players of all time. And so for Salvi to get to that number, I mean, he's going to have to do some amazing things. I mean, just amazing things to ever pass George Brett. And maybe Bobby Witt ends up passing George. I just think Salvi at 34 years old, most of his career is already finished, you know?
I think the toughest part about it is that Salvador Perez is probably a top 100 baseball player of all time, maybe.
Maybe.
And George Brett's a top 10.
Yeah.
And what's crazy is, yeah, the 3 batting titles, and I was asking Cody and Gold this question because I was cutting this Tim Kirkshin answer that I'm playing here in a little bit about what he thinks. And I was like, can Sal ever surpass George? And they're like, nah. Like, Alex Amelia eating Cheerios raw goes, nah. Not a chance.
Yeah.
And he's like, three batting titles. Like, okay, but let me throw this out there. Let's say the Royals won a World Series again this year and Salvador Perez is World Series MVP. Is that enough?
No.
And they still were like, I don't think so. Because, like, of what George's legacy is, which I don't disagree. I think George will always be number one, but there's a chance he could be number two, and it's Bobby Witt Jr.
Yeah, it's Bobby Witt Jr. definitely has a chance. Like, if he continues to do what he's done, and George will even tell you at that point in time, George wants somebody to be better. Like, he was so happy when they won in 15, because, like, finally, somebody else, I don't have to talk about 85 anymore, right?
Right.
And so he was able to pass that torch and you know, give Hosmer and the guys the ability to celebrate their championship and be the best Royals team, as George said, of all time. Do yourself a favor, if you haven't already, go watch the George Brett documentary on MLB Network that came out this year.
Good.
Because even me, who's a, you know, baseball dork and older and can appreciate the past because I lived, you know, I watched that and got a whole new appreciation for George Brett as well. Can't cook a steak, I'll tell you that. Let Jackson handle the steaks. But it was just a great, great, great look into his career. And I think this is the time now that the Royals are good again, that I think the younger generation, like Max age in your 20s and early 30s, if you don't really know much about George Brett, go watch that documentary because you'll walk away and go, oh my God, as good as Patrick Mahomes is, George Brett did things in baseball that we've never seen before.
This was Kirkshin's response: if Sal could ever surpass George, the all-time Royal.
No, he can't. And I love Salvador Perez, and I think he will be a Hall of Famer someday. But George Brett is the greatest Royal ever. And at this moment, there is not a close second. I mean, what we watched from George Brett in the mid-70s and through the 80s and into the 90s, he won a batting title in three different decades. I'm just not sure anyone's going to pass him. And let's not forget the way that George Brett played the game. He played the game the right way. So did Salvador Perez also. But I watched George Brett, and I think George Brett would hit 330, 350 today. That's how good he would be if he played today. But back then, he was a dominant player at a time when the game was played differently than today. But sorry, he's the greatest Royal ever. There's no doubt about it.
No doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Robert Saleh did speak about him getting fired.
He did?
He did.
To who? Did he hold a press conference in his driveway?
Nope. He did a statement. He says, to the Jets organization, I am grateful to have the opportunity to work with so many incredible people. I will always be appreciative of the love and support from everyone at One Jets Drive. To all the players, I truly love you and appreciate it. Aaron Rodgers, though, can kiss my ass.
I made up that last part.
I'm not making this up. Your manager of the Royals, Matt Cotrero, will join us on the other side on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.